Figaro is universal. I mean, the newspaper in Paris is called Le Figaro.
Valerian Raminski, an international opera performer, is the founder of Nickel City Opera right here in Buffalo. He explains the notoriety of The Marriage of Figaro.
And Mozart was inspired by it, and De Ponte, who was his librettist, who was the writer that took the play and turned it into a script to be turned into an opera. Figaro is a character that represents revolution because he's a servant that rebels against his master and who says that we're all born equal, which seems like a simple statement, but even today that statement has large ramifications.
This will be the first time Nickel City is staging this particular opera. Raminski will perform the lead role of Figaro. We found him in the corner of the St. Clair Center, just a few blocks away from the Riviera Theater in North Tonawanda, where he's been holding some of his rehearsals.
I'm a little older than a normal Figaro, and I haven't done the role since 1998. And I wanted to do it again before I was too old to sing it, to perform it again, because I enjoyed the piece. I loved it so much.
As for other performers, Raminski is bringing in a New York City opera star to perform the key role of the Countess.
Well, we've got a repeat performance, repeat appearance of Maria Teresa Magisano, who is, I've worked with at New York City Opera and other, she's from Montreal, Canadian soprano. She was here singing Mimi in our La Boheme in 2012, and she wowed the audience with a beautiful voice, and now she sings the Countess, which is an exquisite role. Most people know at least a little bit of the Countess's music from the movie The Shawshank Redemption. So if you remember the part of the movie where there's a duet where the loudspeaker comes on and somebody's playing opera in the courtyard, that's the duet between Susanna and the Countess from The Marriage of Figaro that they play in there.
I have no idea to this day what those two Italian ladies were singing about. Truth is, I don't want to know. Some things are best left unsaid.
Another main female role will be performed by Amy Grable. She'll appear as Susanna. Grable is a native of Kansas, but now lives in Western New York. She's been professionally singing opera for 20 years. She's performed with the Kansas City Lyric Opera, Opera Omaha, and DeCapo Opera Theater in New York City. This is her first performance with Nickel City.
It's just a wonderful opportunity to get to do it. And it's just the whole experience, wearing the costume, getting to sing in a foreign language, and just to act and to have fun. I've always enjoyed the whole aspect of it because you have to be mentally prepared. You have to have a beautiful voice. It's just amazing just to be a part of it all.
Grable's character, Susanna, is Figaro's bride. Grable and Raminski rehearsed one of the key and comical scenes of this opera.
He's measuring the space for our wedding bed. I actually have my wedding veil, and I'm trying to get his attention. I'm like, can you look at me? And he's sitting here measuring. He's saying, cinque, dieci. He's measuring the space. And so I'm trying to get his attention, and we're just talking about how it's great to be in love. And then he explains, well, we're here in the recit. We're going to have this bed right here in between the two rooms, in between the Countess's room and the Count. And I'm like, well, hold on a minute. This is not going to happen.
The Marriage of Figaro is the sequel to The Barbara of Seville. Raminski noted the two often get mixed together.
And Figaro, Figaro, Figaro is in the Rossini Barber, which we're not doing. But The Marriage of Figaro, it's the same character, but it's now maybe 8 to 10 years later. And the same characters are having interactions. But the famous music of Figaro is not in The Marriage of Figaro.
Staging this famous opera is one of Raminski's goals for Nickel City, to perform some of the greatest classical operas for Buffalo area audiences. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Grazie, lontante lontano. guardando poco se potrei assistere meglio in altro luogo.